That was a big hill.
Sure.
I imagine back in the days of wagons, they had a hard, and then it was muddy, they had a hard time getting up that hill.
It did. Now, they used to, when it come a flood here one time, they down there where you see, where you cross that creek,
mm-hmm.
them people had to go cross there in Beto to go to town.
Was there a place where boats would stop and unload freight?
Not as I know.
Okay.
But it used to be the sake of my pulse, so.
Now, you said the first roads were dirt. And then what did they start doing with the roads then?
Paling it then. Paling these roads. When I come up here, these are dirt roads.
They put what on the roads? They put...
You see that hard stuff on that?
Mm-hmm.
They put that on that. But now when I come up here, it's just dirt road. Bought it some years ago.
Did you see those hard white roads look like city sidewalks?
Yes. Yes, they had it then.
That's a what?
I call it a sidewalk when I walk side the road.
Yeah.
You know, it's up, just like...
What, a cement road or concrete road?
No, when you walk on the outside, ain't no concrete.
Yeah. You know, they got some, they got roads that nowadays that just go straight on and straight on and straight on. You don't have to stop on them. There's no stop sign.
I know it. If I was going to Florida, that's where we go on there. What they call that?
Big old turnpike?
Yeah, on the turnpike. Yeah, us don't have a stop. And us can get to Miami, us can leave here at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock and get to Miami before they go to bed.
Mm.
Of course, they don't never go to bed down there. That's the way that is.
They don't?
They don't go to bed. Folks don't go to sleep.
There's a lot of different people down in Miami, aren't there?
Yeah. They don't go to sleep. Them folks, you go out there any time of night, they woke. I asked the lady, I said, it must not be late. She said, no, us just don't go to bed. That's what she told me.
And there's some of those people that come from the islands, don't they, up there?
Talking about in Florida?
In Miami.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So a heap of different kind down there. Them there Mexicans, they say, my boy said, and them there Cubans, and them geeches, and they call another name out.
Mm-hmm.
The people, they can't talk good.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Now, if somebody asked you where your boy was right now, you'd say, he's not?
He ain't here. That's what I would say. I wouldn't say it.
Talking about him being home, you'd say he's not.
I said, he ain't here, honey.
He ain't home.
No, he ain't at home.
Well, if you saw somebody in town, you say, well, guess who I...
Guess who I saw today.
Run, yeah.
They say, who? I said...
Who I ran. I wasn't looking for him, I just sort of...
That's right. I said, I saw Lisa or somebody like that. I said, I saw Lisa and them in town.
Ran into
them? Yeah. They said, son, I went over to... A sick lady's house. They said a boy come here. I hadn't seen him since I was 10 years old.
Good God.
And they said he come here to see me. A lady called me last night and asked me where was me. I told her I was over there. I saw the fresh car track. And I asked my boy, did he come here? He said, no. I said, well, somebody come here in a car.
You mean he hadn't seen you in 70 years?
I was 10 years old when us left him up there. And his name is Agnew Green, and they say he come here to see me.
How old is that man now?
He's about 70, some odd like me.
Where does he live?
I don't know where he lives, but I know a friend of mine in Coleman, she knows him. And I asked her about him when she was here. She's down there fishing. I said, you know Agnew Green? She said, yeah, that's my cousin. I said, is he living? She said, yeah. So him and his wife and his daughter come in, sister.